Diaghilev stood up for his choice. He said, listen, I see something in this kid's music that's special, and we're going to give him his shot. There's very few people in this world like Serge Diaghilev, and we must be eternally grateful for him. Indeed, The Firebird is Stravinsky's first masterwork. He'd written very few major works up to this point. Where he got the imagination for this piece is anyone's guess. Again, his progress as a composer is shocking from his very, very modest beginnings at the age of 22. Firebird is based on a Russian folktale. Fokin did the choreography. Karsavina danced the lead as the Firebird. Anna Pavlova was originally supposed to dance the lead, but she withdrew, having told Diaghilev that Stravinsky's music was, quote, incomprehensible, unquote. Diaghilev was giving a tour to a bunch of journalists just before the premiere, and he pointed to Stravinsky on the stage rehearsing with the orchestra, and one of the journalists said, who is he? And Diaghilev said, that is Stravinsky. Mark him well. He is a man at the eve of great celebrity. Diaghilev was right. With the production of Firebird, Stravinsky instantly became a world famous composer. Now let us listen to two brief portions from Firebird with the intent of understanding that much of the Firebird is based in tradition and much of the Firebird is very innovative. There are aspects of both tradition and innovation in the score. First, let's talk about the traditional aspects. Like Rimsky-Korsakov, like the Five in general, Stravinsky used pre-existing Russian folk music in The Firebird. For example, in a section called the Korovod, this is a wonderful moment when these enchanted princesses come out of the castle from which they're being held prisoner and dance a beautiful round dance. This is music that evokes scene and mood. It's also pre-existing music that Stravinsky simply took and orchestrated so as to create a sense of Russian roots for his story. Let's listen to these two Korovod dances very briefly with the understanding that this music could have been written by Rimsky-Korsakov, it could have been written by Balakirev, by Kui, by Borodin, by any Russian nationalist composer. This music could have been from the 1860s or the 1870s. It does not have to be from the 20th century. This is very traditional Russian nationalist music. Stravinsky, Korovod from The Firebird. As I mentioned before, this kind of use of pre-existing folk material in a concert work is very 19th century and very traditional. But there are moments of great innovation, of great modernism in Stravinsky's Firebird as well. For example, the infernal dance of the king, Kachai. This is when this terrible evil ogre emerges from his pus-filled egg to do this terrible and obscene dance. What I want you to notice are these explosive accentuations, these huge lightning bolts of sound, which occur irregularly across the course of this excerpt. What we're going to hear is a steady beat, bum, 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 but every now and then, when we least expect it, boom! one of these huge explosions, and these explosions slowly but steadily start coming closer and closer together, telescoping this music, forcing this music into a sort of climactic rhythmic moment. This is all rhythmic manipulation. As these explosions get closer and closer, asymmetrically closer, we are aware of a larger rhythm, a larger rhythmic organization above and beyond the steady beats. But it's not a regular organization. Because each of these explosions is coming at a faster rate of speed, it is asymmetrical. Again, Stravinsky gets this from his language, but he's applying it musically in a way no Russian composer has applied it before. So let's listen to a bit of the Infernal Dance of the King Kachai.